Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. We discuss different psulim, why a person's possibly eidus. In most cases, it's not the person's fault. It's not the person's fault that he's a relative. It's not the person's fault that he's a cheresh, a suma. However, one of the categories of psulei eidus is if he's a rasha. Now, if someone is a rasha min ha-tayr, for example, he's over in Aveira where there's malchus, or, although there's no malchus with this, but he's over a clear issa d'raisa, he's a ganav or a gazlan, it's pasha that he's also pasul for eidus ha-chaydash. Our Mishnah is going to teach us that there are certain situations where he is a rasha only midrabbanan, and despite that, he's still possibly eidus ha-chaydash. Let's see our Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Once again, Perig Aleph, Mishnah Ches, Alien Absul, and the following people are possible. Hamasachek Bekovia. The Batanura teaches Kovia certain types of bones that would use it like dice to play a game, and they would bet money on it. Some say Kovia means any game where a person's betting money on it. Now, this is called an Asmachta. What's an Asmachta? Really, to understand the whole sugya of Asmachta would require a lot of time. There are many conditions, but basically speaking, if I say to you, I'll bet you're scared to climb that ladder. You know, you climb the ladder, I'll give you $100. Do you really mean to give him $100? Let's say he climbs the ladder and he demands the $100. This would be gzeila midrabana. It's an asmachta. You never really meant to give it. And the same is true for people that are playing these games. They don't really mean to give the money, but then they're stuck and they have to give it. Some say the Masachik Bekuvia's pasul is because, look, what is he doing to help the world? Vada, if he was sitting and learning Torah, Schus of the world, if he was teaching Torah, but let's say he's also going to trade. Okay? At least he's helping people out. He's making something, he's building something, he's servicing something, he's buying, he's selling. What are these people doing for the world? They're sitting and they're playing games? That's how some learn. And again, some learn that Pashit, he's considered a ganav, midrabbanan, he's taking money that's not his. Either way, he's pasul yedus. Umalvei beribus. Now, if I lend you money, and I tell you outright, I'm giving you $100, I want you to give me back $110. That's ribis kitzutza, that's asa min ha-tayra. But there are other types of ribis which should only be ribis midrabbana. Again, you'll get older, you'll learn perik izeo neshech, and you'll see that it's very complicated. But basically speaking, if we didn't make up l'chatchila, you're going to give me extra money, but it comes out in the middle, that could only be midrabbana. The isser of taking extra money, if we didn't make up to start with, you're giving me extra money, could only be under certain situations midrabbanan, but it's enough to say that I'm pasuliyed. Basically, whenever you give money and you're taking back more money, and you gave this money as a loan, it's ribis. There is something called a heter iska, which means you write out a shtar and you work things out that I'm not really lending him money, but I'm engaging in a partnership with him. So we may either make profit together or lose together. That could be prearranged. But if you didn't, it's ribis, and even if it's only ribis d'rabbanan, he's pasuliyed. Vaitra says the Mishnah, umafrichayin, literally, you make the doves fly. Some say it's a dove race, it's another game where you bet money on it. Others say that he's teaching his dove to lure other doves that are in someone else's property, even though that person may have not been koined officially. So it's not genev or gzeila midiraisa, but it's still considered gzeila midirabanan, and this person would be pasuliyedus. Vaitra says the Mishnah, the fourth category would be v'saychere shviyas. These are people that collect peir shviyas for themselves and they do business with it. They sell it to others. Now, if you collect a lot of peiris l'chatchila with the condition to sell it, that's an issa d'raisa. But if he does it just, let's say, to eat, and then he changes his mind and he wants to sell it, that's an issa d'rabanan, and it's enough to pass l'im l'edas. Vaitra says the Mishnah v'yavadim. Avadim, of course, this is not his fault, but this is referring to an Eved Kanani that wasn't freed yet. He's only mechuyev b'mitzvahs that women are mechuyev in, and he's possibly eidus min ha-tayr. So this is really a separate category. Zok the Mishnah zeh klal, this is the rule referring to the first four. Kol eidus she'ein ha'ishuk shedel. Any eidus. The women aren't kosher for that eidus. There are certain things women are kosher for. Like they can testify that someone died so that his wife can get married, can marry again. She shouldn't be in agun. But kol eidus, any eidus she'ein ha'ishuk shedel, the woman would not be kosher for, af hein einan kshedel. And these people would not be kosher for either. However, explains the Batanura, psulei avera min ha-toira would be possibly edus even for things that a woman would be kasha for. Even to say that someone died so his wife should be able to get remarried. So if someone goes over to someone else and just grabs his purse, grabs his wallet in the middle of the street and runs away with it, he's not even kasha for edus isha. We can't trust him. Many explain it this way. If these people don't have Yirah Shemayim when it comes to money, money is more important than listening to halacha, how could you believe they're edus? Maybe someone bribed them. Okay, so what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned four categories of people, even though they're only over what may be technically a drabanim, but they're pasli edus, a mesachik bekovya. He bets on games. Malvei beribis, he loans money on ribis, even though that particular type of ribis may only be medrabanan. Umefricha yainim, he engages in dove races to try to make money. Also betting, or he teaches his doves to bring doves from different places. Or someone who does business with Perish Shmita, even though he only does it in such a way where it's an Issa medrabanan, these people are pasli edus. We were also reminded that avodim are pasli edus, but that's minataida. And then the Mishnah told us a rule that these people are possibly edus for any type of edus that a woman wouldn't be kasha for. But for a type of edus where a woman would be kasha for, like to testify that someone died, that she saw this person who died and therefore his wife should be able to remarry, these people are kasher as well for, but only they were every surah derabana. If we know for a fact they were every surah deraisa, then they're possible even for the type of edus that an isha would be kasher for.